Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline to talk to an old voice down here in the voice of the Texans.
Still a new, young, refreshing voice.
I don't
voice.
Mean like old and age. I'm talking about just you heard him years ago down here. He's been the voice of the Texans since day one. You're going to recognize him right when we bring him on. Mark Vandermeer joins us here. Good morning, Vandy, and happy Thanksgiving week.
Hey, you're playing my song, Happy Thanksgiving. And hey, it wasn't that long ago. Oh, wait a minute, it was. Jeez, time flies when you're having fun.
You know, last night when I asked you, hey, what was your last game? I was thinking it was the Fiesta Bowl. And you go, no, I went out after the Rose Bowl. I go, oh, great, you went off. You went out after maybe the best team in the history of college football. You decided to leave at that point. Vandy, how good was that little run when you're going through that in the 90s to 2000? You knew, right, that's not normal, right? You knew at some point – the winning streaks and all the great players was not normal.
Well, yes and no, Joe, because I thought at the time that it was going to go on for a long time where the Canes would be really good. I knew there was going to be an assault on South Florida as far as recruiting goes, and it was going to be tough to get the amount of great players they had. But, you know, it was a weird thing because I've been in the NFL for two decades, and it's great. But people always want to ask me about that team and those players. And it's just so much fun to follow everybody. You know, I'm following Dorsey as the OC in Buffalo. We have Andre Johnson here in Houston still. All the guys and what they've done with their lives and their careers following that run, it's really special.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. That team, you just look at the depth chart and the roster of that team. I actually guessed it was the Ohio State game, your last game. So I'm glad you went on a high note like that and didn't have to wait for that game at that point. I got to ask you this about the Texans this season. Obviously, the season's not going as anyone wanted. But you have a little bit of a star there in Damian Pierce, where it looks like a guy that's going to be a really good player in this league. What are your thoughts on him so far? What have you seen so far from him this season?
He's broken more tackles than any other running back in the NFL so far. And Gator fans will tell you that they did not use him enough there. That's a big sore subject for them. And we were in Jacksonville, and that's the one win the Texans have this year. And Pierce went nuts. And all the Gator fans were eating their hearts out because Jacksonville is Gator country. So that was really cool to see that. He's a great kid, too. He's fun to be around. The sound bites are wonderful. Great interview. And on the field, he's a total beast. So it's good to have him. He's a fourth-round pick. You know, when you get that kind of value, right, that's tremendous. Plus, they need good offensive players, and he's one of them.
So I wonder, 1-8-1, you've got that first overall pick. I've been there, by the way. I've been through the 1-15 myself. I'm just curious, do you worry about effort with this group? Or, I mean, the numbers at the end of the day are bad offensively and defensively. It's just, yes, do guys start to lose confidence a little bit when you just keep losing the way they have?
The last game bothered me because Washington came in on a short week after beating Philly in the big Monday nighter, and there they were. And you actually match up reasonably well with them, except in the offensive line interior. You know, they have two defensive studs in the middle, and it was really tough for the Texans to handle them. But it just, it didn't look good from the get-go. And I thought the Texans would be at least in that game. They've been in just about every game this year into the fourth quarter, within three, up three, down four, right there. Mm-hmm. Just put together a drive. Everything changes. Unable to do it, unable to finish. They were at the Giants. They turned it over twice in the red zone in the fourth quarter in that game. It was hard to watch that. So there's a lot of effort here, Joe. But here's the thing. They are playing 10 rookies on the regular and a lot of second-year guys as well. And that's what you worry about, the rookies hitting the wall. I think that's very real. You know, these guys come off their college seasons. They do all the pre-draft workouts. Then they get picked. Then they have rookie camp, OTAs, mini camp, you know, all the other stuff they have to do. So by the time they get here, their body clock is saying, hey, college season is over. Well, we have seven games left. It's tough for some of these young guys, I think.
So let me ask you about the quarterback. There's word out there that maybe David Mills, who's been the starter now for a while at Stanford in his second year, could you see them changing quarterbacks here before the end? Could you start worrying about players not believing in them?
I could see Lovie making a move only because he left the door open in his press conference yesterday. He said that, well, if we make changes, we'd like to talk to the players first. And the players come in today. The Texans' day off is not the usual day off for the as the rest of the league has it. They give the players Monday off, so they come in on Tuesday. They'll be in today, and he might be telling them right now for all I know, but I'm not sure. I would think, though, that it's probably warranted to sit him down for a couple of games anyway. He sat down last year, watched Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod came back, did not play well, played at the Dolphins. We all saw that game, did not play well. And then Mills came back and played really well down the stretch. I wouldn't mind seeing something like that personally. I think there's a lot of ability there. Nothing's perfect around him. I mean, they're not protecting him well. They don't have a ton of talent at receiver, but they have enough. I mean, Brandon Cooks is really good. They've got some other guys. Nico Collins, really nice receiver in his second year. Dorsett is playing well. We all know him. But the thing is, the end result is it's not getting done. And sometimes you just have to make a change to get another guy in there.
Well, you had a high draft pick in Derek Stingley Jr. I know he's banged up right now, but how's he played all season long?
Well, he hasn't allowed a touchdown, but the thing is the Texans aren't in throwing games. They've right. been easy to run on, so teams have not had to throw it in the second half, for instance. You know, the Texans don't have double-digit leads second half. The other team's got to throw it. You pin your ears back, you pass rush. Let's see how the corners can cover some of these hot receivers. You don't have that with this team. Teams are running it on them in the second half and fourth quarter. So we haven't seen the true test, but so far so good. I really like the guy. He can cover. And Jalen Petrie is a nice-looking safety, but the problem is I think he's hitting a bit of a, you know, this is just, again, my personal opinion, maybe a little wall here. He dropped a sure pick against Washington, had a bad moment against the Giants. But overall, he's been pretty good. I think this is a nice class that Nick Caserio's put together overall.
All right, we got to ask you about our connection for life together, Laramie Tunsil. Two ones and two twos. What have people said about giving up so much and had to pay him to get the left tackle?
Well, the context has completely changed. When you gave up all that for Laramie, it was 2019. You still had Watson. You were kind of semi-loaded, all right? And they were loading up for a run. And Laramie played really well that year, and there you were in the divisional round up 24-0 at Kansas City
right.
before the world wow. caved in football-wise. You know, you lost that game, and then it led to the 2020 season. O'Brien, I'll tell you, the trade that really irks people here is DeAndre Hopkins, because they traded him for a two, and they got David Johnson and his contract back, and that was, what? What are you doing? It's right. DeAndre Hopkins. And they only got the 40th overall pick. They picked Ross Blacklock, and nothing against Ross, but he's gone already, right? So you didn't get anything for DeAndre Hopkins, really. And look at him. I'm watching him last night. The guy can very much play football at a high level. So that's the one that really drives fans nuts. With Laramie, Laramie's a really great left tackle. He's played well this year. And last year he got hurt, didn't play much. It was a tough season. He's hanging in there. He's one of the captains. When Brandon Cooks sort of acted up before he didn't get traded, as he didn't get traded at the trade deadline a couple of weeks ago, Laramie stepped in, and they announced Laramie is going to be a team captain, one of them now. And I think he's taken to the role during a very difficult season. So you like having Laramie. Obviously, they paid a lot for him, but at least you have him.
You talked about a lot of the young guys on the team. Did I see Jerry Hughes has 8 sacks? Is he? He's like 35 years old. Jerry Hughes, what a year he's having.
Well, it's funny because they have a lot of local guys, guys from the Houston area and Texans in general on this Texans team. And Jerry is one of them. He's from Fort Bend County right outside of Houston. And it's great to have him. You know, he's a wonderful guy. I never really knew him, but he's a tremendous interview. You know, doing what we do, it's fun to have Jerry around. And he plays at a nice level. And he's a good leader and everything. So I like that addition a lot, even though he's been around for a long time. It's good to have Jerry Hughes on a team with so many young players as they build this thing up.
Hey, Mark, I'm curious because we've been through a little bit with that. Hey, don't worry. We got a bunch of draft picks. We can't wait to tell you about them. Have you guys already started? Is that started up? Like, hey, Browns are struggling. Plus, we got our own pick. It could be number one overall. Are you hearing that on talk radio a little bit?
All right, well, I do a show every Monday morning where we hijack the morning show, the flagship, and I led it with, you know, often this time of year, if you're in playoff contention, you say, if the season ended today, well, mine was, if the season ended today, you have the number one pick and the number seven pick. How about that? I mean, that's not bad draft capital right there to start it off, because the deal they made with Cleveland for Deshaun Watson, they have two ones this coming draft and two ones in the 2024 draft, along with a bunch of other picks. And Nick Caserio's proven that he can do good things with them. So that is something to get excited about. But in the meantime, you're playing games, right, and you want to do better within the season.
That makes it. That's the tough part. I got to ask you about one of my favorite Miami Hurricane players of all time. I've watched him since he was at Miami High, Andre Johnson. I hope he gets in the Hall of Fame. I think it'd be so good for the organization. Plus, that guy, listen, you know, he played his ass off every game with your team. What do you think, and how's he doing?
He's doing great. He's a Houstonian. He lives here. He loves it here. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't have the touchdowns, right? He's got the catches and the yards, but he doesn't have the TD numbers. But he has a lot going for him. He was tremendous to watch. I had a front row seat, so to speak, every time he went out. I've called almost every game he's ever played. You know, I called two seasons at the University of Miami because he redshirted, which was weird. I mean, I always tell that story of going out to a scrimmage in 99, and I'm like, hey, number five looks awesome. They said, well, he's not playing. He's redshirting. Why? Well, we have Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne, Daryl Jones. The list goes on. I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. Well, I called a couple of seasons there, obviously the national championship where he had 199 receiving yards. I called his entire career in Houston and even some games against Houston for a Titans team and a Colts team, when that was just very weird to see him go elsewhere in the division. He's awesome. Look, I think his case is strong, guys. Reggie Wayne is up against him as well. Reggie's great, too. I don't want to take anything away from Reggie, but you played with Marvin Harrison and Peyton Manning and that O-line, and you ran the ball well, and you had Dallas Clark and all these other weapons. Andre Johnson had Matt Schaub and Sage Rosenfels throwing in the ball, and David Carr a little bit as well. I mean, Andre Johnson did not have the embarrassment of riches that Reggie Wayne performed with in Indianapolis, and I know because I saw those teams, and they were really good. They always beat the Texans. So I like Andre's chances when they take a closer look. John McClain here, he's on the committee, formerly of the Houston Chronicle. He's making a strong case. I hope Andre gets in.
Yeah, we're rooting for him as well. Vandy, thank you so much for the time. Have a great holiday.
Mark, talk to you soon,
call.
Buddy. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen. See you Sunday.
All right. Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans and the former voice of the Miami Hurricanes, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Boy, he got to be a big part of some great college football teams. My God.
Red-shirting really, really Andre good. Johnson.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Speaking of stars, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I want to start with this. If the banks are giving you the runaround, takes too long to get qualified, takes too long to get equity out of your home, you need Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, the price and cost of everything's going through the roof because of inflation. We know interest rates are continuing to rise. That means now is the time to have your money and equity work for you, and Michael Kotze can help you out. And if you're upside down in debt right now, from credit card debt and then spread out to everything else, and you're struggling, Call Michael Kotze today, please, at Choice Mortgage. If the economy is hitting your family hard, use your equity to get back above water. He can do it for you, and he can do it quickly. He's about great service and getting you approved in half the time, if not better, than the banks. If you're 62 or older and have equity, talk to Michael Kotze about a reverse mortgage. Might be absolutely perfect. You've heard about it. You want to know more about it. You may want to do it. Michael Kotze's the guy to go to. And, man, it can help you long-term. It really can. All right, so listen, a lot of ways to go, but I just want to let you know Michael Kotze just rolled out his no-income verification program to help you if you don't have great credit. So I'm just telling you, best of all, he doesn't work banker's hours. He's got his cell phone number I'm going to give you. I hope you'll call him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. His name is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.